Warning. This story contains graphic details and may be distressing to some readers. A Vancouver man who has denied sexually abusing a preteen girl hundreds of times was sentenced to 12 years in prison November 3. Preston Cody Dickens, 30, told the court he has never had any sexual interaction with children. "That is outright vile and disgusting in my opinion," he told Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Catherine Denhoff. "Mr. Dickens committed hundreds of acts of sexual violence," Denhoff said as she sentenced him, saying he took away the victim's innocence, youth, self-confidence and joy. The judge convicted Dickens July 27, 2022 of sexual assault, sexual interference of a person under 16, invitation to sexual touching under 16, making or publishing child pornography and possession of child pornography. The offenses are said to have occurred between December 2017 and August 2019, starting when the girl was 9 years old. Some of offenses took place in a room Dickens at times shared with his young son. Denhoff rejected Dickens' testimony in the case, much of it him claiming the child had initiated the sex, images of which police found on his phone. Dickens also claimed he had taken the images so he could show them to her mother if the child continued to initiate the sex. "I reject Mr. Dickens' testimony that she initiated the sexual activity," Denhoff said in her July conviction. "Twice the average risk of re-offending." Police also found 3,400 other images on the phone, which Dickens admitted fit the definition of child pornography, the judge said. He claimed he did not know how they had got on the phone. Crown Prosecutor Jenny Dyke said the horrific images involved children and babies being sexually abused. "These images are absolutely at the higher end of the scale of criminality and depravity," Dyke told Denhoff. The prosecutor told the judge that a pre-sentencing report indicated Dickens has twice the average risk of re-offending than most sexual abusers. Dyke said the man was the child's caregiver, and that the offenses constituted a grievous abuse of trust. Glacier Media has chosen to omit the disturbing details of the case. The child's name and any identifying information are covered by a publication ban. Dickens addressed court. Dickens sat through much of the proceedings with his head down, shaking it at various times. "This case has been extremely stressful for me," he said. "I have had my son ripped out of my life." He asked Denhoff if he could address the victim impact statements presented to the court. "I don't think it would be appropriate," Denhoff said. Dickens said he wishes the truth is heard sometime in the future, and that he wants to move his life forward as a productive member of society. Denhoff reduced the 14-year jail sentence sought by prosecutors to 12 years. Dickens must provide a DNA sample and was ordered to be on the sex offender registry for life. The judge called him a risk to children, and for 10 years following his release, will be banned him from parks, pools, daycares, schools and community centers, where young people might gather. Dickens is also banned from using the internet to download pornography or to communicate with young people for 10 years. He is not allowed within 20 kilometers of the victim or her mother for 20 years. Dickens told Glacier Media that the court did not allow him to provide certain evidence and that made it impossible to defend himself. He said he would appeal the case. He said his current lawyer would not represent him in an appeal. "I cannot find one to represent me,"